Role of risk assessments in transition services. Why is transition a period of heightened risk? Transitioning from hospital to community care represents one of the most vulnerable periods in a person's healthcare journey. It is characterized by significant changes in support structures, the environment setting, and care delivery models. Transition services provide personalized care coordination, skilled multidisciplinary input, and practical assistance to ensure people receive the proper support at the right time. Risk assessments help bridge gaps in traditional systems, detecting and preventing risks for delayed discharge, breakdown in communication, and the challenge of adapting to new routines and responsibilities. During this critical phase, people face multiple simultaneous challenges, forming a complex web of interconnected difficulties that can overwhelm the person and their support system, thus impacting their recovery and long-term outcomes. Here is the long list of the possible challenges found during a transition from hospital to community care: clinical and medical, functional and daily living, emotional and psychological, environmental and housing, communication and information support, network service access and coordination, behavioral and adaptive technology and equipment, cultural and social integration. Care transitions are associated with increased transition risks of adverse events happening at higher rates during these periods, such as medication errors, dosage confusion, non-adherence, risk of infections, wound complications, or post-operative issues, treatment discontinuities, medication interruptions, delays in appointments or therapy sessions, inadequate handover of clinical information, communication breakdowns, poor communication between hospital and community teams, inadequate discharge information, language barriers, missing emergency procedures or incomplete medication information. Goals of risk assessments in transition services. Risk assessments in transition services aim to create a complete overview of each person's unique situation. This comprehensive understanding enables healthcare professionals to develop proactive and person-centered plans addressing all relevant transition risk factors, including medical and medication-related concerns, housing, social and emotional challenges, etc. Well-managed risk assessments ensure the establishment of appropriate interventions and support mechanisms, thus promoting safer community transitions and integrations, identifying potential challenges early. Early identification of potential challenges through systematic risk assessment enables healthcare teams to implement preventive strategies that address vulnerabilities before they escalate into serious complications or crisis interventions. This proactive approach involves a comprehensive evaluation of multiple risk domains: medical stability, medication management, functional capacity, housing suitability, social support availability. The early identification process enables multidisciplinary teams to prioritize interventions based on risk severity and likelihood. This ensures that resources are allocated effectively to address the most significant threats to successful transition outcomes. Addressing specific identified risks. Once the potential challenges are identified, transition services must develop targeted, evidence-based interventions that address each specific concern through coordinated and comprehensive approaches. The best practice involves creating detailed risk management plans that outline specific strategies for mitigating identified threats, including clear protocols for monitoring, intervention thresholds, and emergency response procedures. The key principle is ensuring that risk management strategies are proportionate, sustainable, and aligned with the person's preferences and goals for community transition and living, ensuring safety and well-being. Every transition service develops robust safety plans that address immediate risks while building long-term resilience and promoting independence within the provided support. Ensuring safety requires establishing ongoing monitoring and review processes that enable early detection of emerging risks to prepare and take action accordingly. This procedure requests clear and direct communication between all the people involved, including the person receiving support, their family members, community providers, and healthcare professionals. The situation should be assessed regularly and systematically, ensuring that safety plans remain relevant and practical, with modifications made as circumstances change or new risks emerge. always maintaining the balance between protection and personal autonomy, necessary support to mitigate identified risks. Effective risk mitigation typically requires integration of multiple support models, specialized clinical interventions, practical assistance with daily living tasks, peer support network, family or carer involvement. For people with multiple needs in complex situations, this might include intensive community support teams, therapeutic interventions, assistive technologies, and enhanced monitoring. Success depends on ensuring all support elements work together cohesively, avoiding service duplication while maintaining complete coverage of all identified risk areas. The support framework must remain flexible and responsive, capable of adapting to changing circumstances, for example, considering the recovery progress and evolving needs, preventing readmission. Risk assessment plays a critical role in preventing hospital readmissions by systematically identifying and addressing the underlying factors in crisis situations. Managing risks successfully means tackling the specific vulnerabilities that, if left untreated, will most likely result in emergency admissions or breakdown of community placements. Prevention readmission strategies must involve both immediate transition risks and long-term factors that influence stability and well-being, like robust medication management systems, reliable support networks, housing and financial security concerns, building individual capacity for self-management. This preventive approach improves continuity of care and supports the healthcare system by reducing pressure on acute services. Key components of effective risk assessments in transition. The most effective risk assessments utilize structured, evidence-based approaches that examine clinical, functional, social, and environmental factors. Through multidisciplinary evaluation processes, these assessments should actively involve the person receiving support as a key participant in identifying concerns while meeting their specific needs and developing collaborative solutions and activities that respect their autonomy, mental health, and medical history. A thorough examination of mental health and medical history is essential for understanding the transition risks and preparing for potential challenges that might occur during the transition period. The risk assessment should examine established diagnoses and emerging mental health concerns, considering how these conditions may interact with the environmental stress factors. To comprehensively manage future risk management strategies, providing detailed information is key here. Previous hospital admissions, treatment responses, medication trials, patterns of deterioration or crisis behaviors of concern review. Reviewing the behaviors of concern requires systematic evaluation of triggers, environmental factors, frequency patterns, and previously effective management strategies to develop appropriate support frameworks for community settings. The assessment must examine the context and antecedents of challenging behaviors, identifying changes in the environment, the routine, and the support provided. This proactive strategy can maintain stability and prevent future escalation while promoting positive behavior support, PBS. Approaches. Functional abilities and daily living skills review. This step is fundamental for determining appropriate support levels and identifying areas requiring skill development for successful community living. This review analyzes current capabilities across multiple domains: personal care tasks, domestic activities, community activities, financial management, social interaction skills. The main goal here is to identify existing strengths that can be enhanced and areas of vulnerability where targeted support would be needed. This adaptive approach ensures support plans that promote maximum independence and, at the same time, successfully address safety concerns. Medication information. A detailed medication assessment is required during the transition from hospital to home setting. To ensure safe and effective medication use, we must include data about current prescriptions and medication list. Following the documentation, like the Medication Administration Record, MAR, to eliminate the risk of previous adverse reactions, like allergies, intolerances, or serious complications, adherence patterns. During transitions, changes in setting, routine, or cognitive status can disrupt adherence, leading to missed doses or accidental duplication, drug interactions. Risky during transitions, as new medicines might be prescribed or old ones discontinued, sometimes without a complete assessment. Side effects. Assessing known side effects prepares both the team and the person being supported to recognize, manage, or respond to any issues immediately. A person's capacity for their medication regimen. Whether the person understands, recalls, and can manage the practical aspects of their prescribed treatment to prevent missed doses or accidental overdoses. The gathered information empowers people to manage their health and reduce the risk of errors after discharge to the community. Multidisciplinary collaboration. A successful transition risk assessment requires coordinated input from multiple professional disciplines to ensure quality evaluation of all relevant factors. The work is done by a multidisciplinary team, consisting of nurses, social workers, support workers, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, multimedia specialists, etc., everyone who could add something to broaden the holistic approach, evaluating all dimensions of the person's needs and circumstances. This multilateral cooperation ensures that risk management plans are coordinated to prevent conflicting interventions, housing instability. This transition risk assessment must examine the physical suitability and accessibility of the proposed accommodation, including factors such as tenure security, affordability, and location relevant to the person and their family. This evaluation should identify necessary modifications, needs for additional support, or alternative arrangements to ensure independence and community integration. The responsibility of transition services to conduct thorough risk assessment. The transition period represents a critical vulnerability window demanding careful evaluation, planning and ongoing monitoring to ensure safety and promote positive outcomes. That is why transition services' responsibility is to thoroughly assess the risks of all the people moving from the hospital to community settings, so they can successfully mitigate and eliminate them. Healthcare professionals must possess the necessary knowledge, skills, and tools to conduct suitable risk assessments, supported by clear protocols, ensuring access to current information, appropriate consultation resources, and multidisciplinary expertise required for the accurate evaluation and risk management planning. Furthermore, transition services must ensure that risk assessment processes are culturally adapted, person-centered, and conducted in genuine partnership with the supported people and their families. Remember that the risk assessment findings are not fixed as a one-time-only task, as they are subject to regular review and update as circumstances evolve, with only one goal in mind: tailored-made, person-centric care. Community Transition Services by Nurseline Healthcare. Community Transition Services by Nurseline Healthcare provide comprehensive, evidence-based risk assessment and management, ensuring safe and successful transitions from hospital to community settings. Our multidisciplinary team of experienced healthcare professionals, including registered mental health nurses, healthcare assistants, and positive behavior support specialists, utilizes structured assessment frameworks and person-centered approaches to identify and address all relevant risk factors. Through careful evaluation of clinical, functional, social, and environmental factors, we develop tailored support plans that promote independence while maintaining safety during the transition. Your successful hospital-to-home transition starts here.